Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of Encouraging Moments. I am your host, Minister Mike. So glad to be with you once again. Today, we're going to be talking about saving the best for last. Once again, saving the best for last. You know, a lot of times in life, we just have problems. We have troubles. We have tribulations. When we look at the story of Job, found in the book of Job, we read from the 14th chapter, first verse, in the book of Job, man born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Then we look at the 14th verse of that 14th chapter, if a man die, shall he revive? All the days of my warfare, I will wait until my change comes. And notice what he says, all the days of my warfare, I will wait until my change comes. You know, sometimes that's what life seems like. Seems like from day to day to day, we're in a war, we're in a battle. Is there so much going on? We're struggling with this, we're fighting against that. And no matter, it seems like no matter what we do, what we say, no matter how much we pray, sometimes things, instead of getting better, they get worse. But I want to encourage you today, just hold on, hang in there. Hang in there, hold on, hold out, because change is going to come. That's what Job said. He says, all the days of my warfare, I will wait until my change comes. So I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what is happening in your life. Don't look at what's going on. Don't look at the situation. Just look at the promises that are in God's word. And do just like Job did. He said, once again, all the days of my warfare, I will wait until my change comes. So you just hang in there, hold on until your change comes. We'll be right back. Got a song coming your way. Take a listen.
Storm clouds rise in your life.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back once again to Encouraging Moments. I'm your host, Minister Mike. We were just listening to Timothy Wright, Trouble Don't Last Always. And that's the truth. Trouble does not last always. Whatever you're going through in this life, remember that trouble is not going to always last. Let's look back into God's Word, Isaiah 40th chapter, 29th verse. He gives power to the weary, and to him with no vigor he increases strength. Even the young shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on Jehovah shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Encouraging words right there. If you just wait, it says, on Jehovah, you shall renew your strength. And that's the key. If you want to experience the best that God has for you, you have to be patient and you have to wait. And I know a lot of times that's hard. I've been through a lot myself throughout my entire life. And sometimes when you're in the midst of that warfare we talked about earlier, it's just difficult. It's just hard. It could be financial problems. It could be emotional problems. Could be health problems. And just one thing after the other. And as it mount up, it just gets so hard for you to hang in there. But I want to encourage you today. Don't get faint. Don't get weary. Just trust in the promises of God's word. Hold on to them. Make them part of your everyday life. And realize that if you just wait on him, things are going to get better. Things are going to change. You're going to make it through. And no matter what the naysayers say, no matter what people think about what you're going through, don't care about their opinions. Just trust in the promises of God. Because if you just hang in there, if you hold out and hold on, things are going to get better. Things are going to change because God promises us. He promises us that he loves us, he cares for us. When we trust in him, he'll give us the desires of our heart. And I know that if you're going through something right now, your desire is for those problems, that situation to clear up, for you to have money again, for you to have a better job, for your health to increase, for your marital problems to go away. Whatever you are going through, just hang in there, hold out. Hold on, because change is coming if you be patient and wait on him. We're going to listen to another song. We'll be back to close the things out.
Thank you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back once again. This is Minister Mike, and you're listening to Encouraging Moments, and that's what we're here for. We're here to offer you encouragement, and we just want to let you know that no matter what you're facing, what you're going through, and you know, sometimes it seems like all we have in life is trouble, but as we listened to the song earlier, trouble won't last. It don't last always. And when we read God's word and we look at the story of Job, you know, Job should be an encouraging story to everybody because he went through a lot. But let's look at what happened to Job. Job 42:12. And Jehovah blessed the latter days of Job more than the beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she-asses. So you see, as they say a lot of times in church, that Job got double for the trouble and the problems that he went through. And remember, there was nothing wrong that Job did. He went through all this trouble because Satan told God that if you let me at him, I'm paraphrasing this, you let me at him and he'll curse you to your name. And Satan gave Job everything he had, but Job held on. He stood fast to his faith. And even though his friends, instead of encouraging him, they discouraged him because they said a lot of things. They didn't understand what was going on. They meant well, but they didn't understand what was going on. But remember, the most important thing, Job held out. He waited. Remember, he talked about earlier in the early segment that all the days of my warfare, I will wait until my change comes. And that's what he did. He hung in there. He waited until his change came. And that's when things got better for him. And like I said, he got double for his trouble. The Lord blessed him immensely because he hung in there. He did never lose faith. He hung in there and he waited and waited and waited, and God turned things around. And if we look at Ecclesiastes 7th chapter and the 8th verse, better is the end of a thing than the beginning of it. The patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Once again, better is the end of a thing than the beginning of it. So in other words, you know, if we kind of apply that to our lives, a lot of times we have a terrible, you know, so many days, weeks, months. But at the end of our trials, at the end of our tribulations, at the end of our troubles, things are better. And I'm just believing that for many of you all that listen to this teaching, that God has saved the best for last. And I don't mean the last in terms of you're going to leave out of here and you're going to transition and you're going to your heavenly home. No, I'm saying he's saving the best for last in this life. Things are going to get better. You're going to have a better life. You're going to have great days, good days, happy days. And I'm just believing that God is going to turn those things around, and that you're going to have better days. And that I just believe for some that when you're through with this period of tribulation and struggle, that things will be okay for the rest of your time on this earth. And for many of us and some of us that are here right now, I believe we are going to be here when our Lord returns. And what a great day that's going to be, because when he comes back, those of us who believe and trust in him, when we go with him, there's going to be no more death, no more suffering, no more sickness, no more pain. And what a great day that's going to be, and what a great time that's going to be. But in the meantime, remember, God is saving the best for last. When this thing ends up that you're going through, when these troubles that you end up, that you've been going through, I don't care how many years, how many months, you are going to have a better life. And I believe, just as we started out, Trouble Don't Last Always. That was Timothy Wright. We also heard from Donald Bales, They That Wait for the Lord. We're going to listen to a couple of more selections. And at the end of these selections, we're going to have a word of prayer. And we're just going to believe God for the best. Hang in there. Listen to these songs. We'll be back.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around for me,
around for me.
Can you just say it into the atmosphere?
Around for me.
Around
for me,
it's turning around,
it's turning around for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking,
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. A change is coming for me.
If I stand strong
and believe,
there's no reason to doubt. I know he's working it
out.
And it's turning around.
It's turning around for me.
This is the good news. And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concern. And sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
It's turning around. Concerning me, and sooner or later, turn in my favor.
Sooner or later,
turn in my favor. That just lift your hands to the atmosphere and claim your season of turnaround. Hallelujah. Now let's say this together. Come on. Around for me.
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 It's turning around. I can see
for me.
I can feel it happening.
Around for me.
Around for me.
Around for me.
fact that concerning me, and soon or later turn in my faith. Can we just say that
sooner or later? Sooner or later, turn in my faith.
Can you say sooner or later?
Okay, that's it. We are back, and in step two selections, we had the one for you, Sean Michigan, and God's turning things around. And that's, you know what? He's doing that right now. You may not see it. You may not be experiencing it right now, but God is working on your situation. He's turning those things around, and he's going to turn those things around, and things are going to get better for you. Just believe that. Believe the promises of God's word. Things are going to get better for you. We trust that you've enjoyed this teaching, and we want it to be an encouragement to you. Let us pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for the promises of your word. Father, there's somebody out there right now that's listening to this podcast. They're going through a lot. Seems like day after day after day, it's nothing but trouble. But Father, we're just believing that according to the promises of your word, that you're going to end their trouble. You're going to end those negative situations. And just as you did for Job, you are going to bless them immensely. And that the latter days for them in this life are going to be better than all of the previous days they've experienced. And we just believe in that, Lord. We're just asking you, Lord, to do that for your people as they trust in you. As they hang in there, and Father, just touch, deliver, and set free. Heal sick hearts, minds, and bodies. Restore that which is lost. And Lord, bless people with blessings that they could never imagine that they'll have. And Lord, we just thank you, and we just believe you, and we trust you. In Yeshua, Jesus Christ's name, we pray, amen and amen. God bless you until next time. And we're going to listen to Bishop Marvin Winders along with Bishop Norman Wagner's song entitled Save the Best for Last. And remember, that's what God's doing in your life right now. He's saving the best for last. You be encouraged. You be blessed. Until next time, Minister Mike says, God bless you. God take care of you. Till next time.
Nothing's different, though you pray. You feel your friends, God is blessing fast. But could it be, could it be, could it be? He saved the best for last. Think about it, cut it
Sorry.